Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village. When those
oldies play, we listen. I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other. No sooner do we swing the doors wide open to the Vinyl Village than we get a good dose of fuel-injected rock and roll by Buddy Holly. From 1957, it's Rock Around with Olivee. And I know that you are in the right place to hear lots of great music, including I Can Hear Music.
This is the way I often dreamed it would be, the way that it is, oh, when you are holding me. I never had a love of my own. Maybe that's why when we're all alone, I can hear music. I can hear music. The sound of the city, baby, seems to disappear. Oh, yeah. I can hear music. Sweet, sweet music. Whenever you touch me, baby, whenever you're near.
I can hear music by the Beach Boys from 1969, and they do a great job on their revival of the Ronettes hit. Now from late 1963, it's Gene Thomas and a fabulous song titled Peace of Mind.
You were young, you were true, but I took advantage of you. Oh, now how can I find peace of mind? You were mine just today, but I threw
me when I tell you this song is good.
Good, good, good.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Good, good, good.
I could have loved you so good. Whoa, you know it could have, should have, would have been good.
Good.
I never cheated, I was good.
Good.
Whoa, let me repeat, I could have treated you good.
Sharp told us in 1964, you know, you shoulda, coulda, woulda, and it would have been good. And this is Jerry Osborne on the Vinyl Village right here at KPTZ, where we're headed back to 1959. And one of my favorite Ricky Nelson songs, You'll Never Know What You're Missing Till You Try.
Have you ever wanted to steal a kiss? Have you ever wanted to try? But you let her get you scared to death. Got you so mad you could cry. Well, I'm sorry for you, but I really don't know why. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. Have you ever wanted to hold her tight, but you couldn't get up the nerve? So you waited till she had to go, got just what you deserved. And did she smile at you and you never did know why? Well, you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. You never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. You never know what you're missing, that's no lie, that's no lie. So you better listen to what I say. If you want to kiss her tonight, go ahead and hold her close to you. Kiss her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. You never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. You never know what you're missing, and that's no lie, that's no lie. So you better listen to what I say. If you want to kiss her goodnight, go ahead and hold her close to you. Kiss her with all of your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try.
From my friend Ricky Nelson, and you never know what you're missing until you try. But before you try, you might want to make sure that it is consensual. Now to 1961 for Johnny Maestro and the Crests, and one of two very similar songs, at least when it comes to the message. This is The Journey of Love, and I hope your go bag is ready.
From a teenage crush to life's greatest thrill, from a crazy dream to the plans we'll fulfill. From the high school dance to the church on the hill, I'm gonna take you on a journey of love.
Journey,
journey of love.
Journey.
From our first blind date to a love bright and new, from a stolen kiss to a dream that came true. From the study hall to a heaven for two, I'm gonna take you on a journey of love.
Journey,
journey of love.
Journey.
So come. Sharing a home, from a couple of kids to some kids of our own, I'm gonna take you on a journey of love. I'm gonna take you on a journey of love.
Journey of love.
Now here's the Five Satins take on essentially the same journey.
First a boy and a girl meet each other. Then they sit down to talk for a while. In your heart you'll want her for a lover. While each step draws you closer to the hour. You may start with a simple conversation, like, darling, please put me on trial. She says yes, and your heart starts beating. While each step draws you closer to the hour. You ask her if she loves you. She answers, I do. Your heart starts glowing inside, and then you will know she is just for you. While each step draws you closer to the hour. Then you put a ring on her finger. Then the tears start flowing a while. Then you'll know she's yours forever. While each step draws you closer to the hour.
Each step
draws you closer to the Isle.
Great doo-wop from 1957 by the Five Satins, and that is To the Isle. Next on KPTZ is Joel Hill and his rock and roll classic from 1960, Little Lover.
Just how long she plans to stay, or if she's ever coming back at all. Oh, little lover, won't you hear my call? Oh, little lover, where are you? It seems like it was only yesterday I heard my little lover to me say, I love you, darling, till the day I die. I guess my little lover told a lie. Oh, little lover, where are you? Everything was swinging right, the way she held me in her arms last night. I guess I'm just a fool who never learned, because I'll sudden wait for her return. Oh, little lover, where are you?
This episode of the Vinyl Village is what we call potluck, meaning you never know what you're going to get. But I can tell you that all of the songs heard on this show are tunes that we have never played on any previous KPTZ show. And that's what makes it even more fun. Like this one from 1962 by James Darren. And look who is the life of the party.
Look at me, I'm the life of the party. They get a laugh from the things I say and do. I'm the guy everybody seems to love. I win them all excepting you. Look at me, I'm the life of the party. None of them know that my laughter isn't real. Telling jokes till they're rolling on the floor. Hiding the heartache that I feel. My lips wear a smile, but my heart wears a frown. When you look at me, you just see a clown. Guys, they don't know that the joker of the pack goes home at night and cries and cries. Play the song. Yeah. My lips wear a smile, but my heart wears a frown. When you look at me, see a clown, yeah. Every night I'm the life of the party. It's one big laugh, but it's heartache in disguise. They don't know that the joker of the pack goes home at night and cries and cries and cries. Goes home at night and cries and cries and cries. Goes home at night and cries and cries. I mean, goes home at night and cries and cries. And cries and cries.
Since the beginning of this year, we started taking requests by telephone, and we've gotten calls from coast to coast. But this call sets the long-distance record, at least so far. Thanks to KPTZ.org, this caller is in Paris, France, where it is now about 4:30 in the morning. So let me say good morning to our French friend.
Hello, Jerry. It's Jean-Marc D'Angelo. I'm calling you from Paris. I would like that you play a song for me, an Elvis Presley song, you know, that's someone you never forget. Pretty sure that he was thinking to his mother when he said that, that's someone you never forget. And his, the song will make me cry when I listen.
Oh, Jean-Marc, I'm conflicted. I hate to be the cause of you crying, but on the other hand, you picked it, and I'm obligated to play it.
With you yet, that someone you never forget. When she's far away, you think of her each day, and you. She'll wait for you. That someone you'll never forget. Others may pass your way and let you think their love is true, but you know. The little things you play. is with you yet. That someone you'll never forget. That someone you never forget.
I could twist the lyrics around just a wee bit to say he is someone we'll never forget, at least not in the Vinyl Village.
FM 91.9
KPTZ
91.9.
To celebrate our phone call from Paris, I thought it would be appropriate to have an anonymous Frenchman identifying our spot on the FM dial. Pixies 3, and they were hot when the girl groups were hot in the mid-60s, and that was a double-sided hit for them. We just heard 442 Glenwood Avenue, and the flip side is Cold Cold Winter, and both sides were written and produced by Johnny Madera, who we're always happy to have on the phone.
Hi, this is Johnny Madera, writer and producer of At the Hop, Rock and Roll's Here to Stay, You Don't Own Me, and 123. And you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
Well, Mona Lisa, man, I'll name you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, or is it lonely, to have a name you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this a way to hide a broken heart? Are you one? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. A girl whose beauty seems a rose. Many dreams have been brought to her, they all come down. But what does she want? Nobody knows. Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, man, how named you? You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, are you lonely? They have a name, you. For that melodies a strangeness in your smile. Now, well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this the way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
That's Carl Mann from 1960 at his great revival of Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. And it was that same year when Ray Smith gave us a beautiful version of Maria Elena. And this was a follow-up to his big hit, Rockin' Little Angel. But this is not a rocker, but it is a beauty. And on it, Ray is accompanied by the ever-popular Anita Kerr Singers.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to my prayer. Maria Elena, can you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like echo of the sun. And when you're near, my heart can speak of all the sun. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two. Share this love.
Share this love.
It's really all.
Really all.
I ask of you.
We jump to 1965 for The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and I Believe in You. And I believe that no one sounds like Jerry Lee Lewis, except for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, I heard the other day from some people who passed this way. They were saying, you were untrue. I love you, baby. Good stew. But I believe,
always exciting, Jerry Lee Lewis, and I Believe in You. And not surprisingly, I'm Jerry Osborne, and I believe in music. And in one of my many conversations about music with my good friend Connie Francis, she touched on a topic that I never really gave much thought to, and that is how many recordings she made that were exclusively on albums and not singles. And here's how she explained it to me.
Hi, Jerry. My hit songs were not my best efforts. My best efforts appeared on albums which the public never heard because MGM was a singles-oriented label. And so they didn't want any of my albums to interfere with the airplay of the singles, which earned them at the time the most money. Some of the best things that I've recorded and things I'm really proud of, the public has never heard.
Well, Connie, here's what we're going to do. You give us an example of a song that fits that description, and everyone in the Vinyl Village will hear it right now.
Just trying to think. Yes. On the Connie and Clyde album, Somebody Else Is Taking My Place, because that was a hit record.
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace.
From the 1966 album Connie and Clyde. Now here's a dynamite hit song from 1964 by the great Ray Price, a tune written by Conway Twitty, and one that I think is a brilliant composition, especially the line, "The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. Do you think maybe you could just walk me to the door?
Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more, the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor, walk me to the door. I love another, won't you let me be? These are the words that you said to me. How can I go through life without you like it was before, when I can't even make it through the door? Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more, the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor. Walk me to the door. I promise I won't try to make amends. I know I don't deserve you back again. My trembling lips are begging now, they never did before. Just one more favor, walk me to the door. Walk me to the door and hold me close just one more time. Kiss me just once more the way you did when you were mine. The longest walk I'll ever take will be across the floor. That's why I'm asking one last favor. Walk me to the door.
Hi everyone, this is Kim West Butler, and we're really glad to have you here in the Vinyl Village. It is the happiest place in the whole USA.
And one guitar, mixing a couple of dreamers, and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail. Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true. As to the number of kisses, it's up to you. Moonlight cocktails need a few. Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the twilight underneath the trees. You'll discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail. Please follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion. When you'll be king, you will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
From 1960, that's Moonlight Cocktails by the Rivieras. And just a year before that, they had Moonlight Serenade. And both of those were originally popularized circa 1940 by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And now here's another doo-wop group. These are the Schoolboys, and they are crazy about Shirley.
Oh,
That's a little teenage doo-wop from 1957 by the Schoolboys, and they simply adore Shirley. Well, you can call it a coincidence if you like, but isn't it suspiciously convenient that I play Shirley? Just moments before, I'm going to be sitting here side by side with Shirley.
Hi, Jerry. This is Shirley.
Ah, but this is not just any old Shirley. This is the lovely and legendary Shirley Moss, manager of the Port Townsend Food Bank, and easily one of the most remarkable people in the entire county, and someone that I am thrilled to have with me here in the Vinyl Village on KPTZ. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you, Jerry.
First, I would like to point out how convenient it is to have Shirley here in person. You see, her building and KPTZ are side by side, meaning that Shirley and the Port Townsend Food Bank are about as close to us as they could possibly be. But they have not always been in that location. And we'll find out more about that, because my first question, Shirley, is will you take us back to when you first got involved with this amazingly valuable organization?
I first became involved in the Port Townsend Food Bank back in about 1997. And I started off doing carryout at the community center, and Helen Cullman was running the food bank. And in anything that you care about, the more you do, the more you do. And I was really enjoying becoming more and more involved. And as the years went on, we moved from the community center downtown, then out behind the Goodwill to another location for a food bank. And in time, we were lucky enough to get the location we're in right now at the Mountain View Commons. So it's been kind of fun watching the history of the Port Townsend Food Bank and the growth. When I started volunteering, we were serving about 140 families, and now we're serving about 350 families. And we are doing that in two stages. On Senior Saturday, we served 104 senior families last week, and we serve about 250 families on Wednesday.
Thankfully, this is a community that doesn't seem to mind participating and helping out with the food bank. Let me let you count some of the many ways where listeners can get involved and really make a difference.
Well, the community can help, one, financially, since we get food at 3 cents a pound from Food Lifeline, which is part of Feeding America. Money goes the farthest. But if you have food that you find you're not eating in your cupboards that's unopened and not old, delivering that to the food bank is wonderful. Also, a lot of times people are helping somebody move, or a family member may pass. And then to call me at the food bank, 360-531-0275. We take unopened food that's not too old. That's up to about 3 years. Canned goods with tomato products in it, we prefer to have a little bit newer because of the acids. We also take pet food that can be opened, and non-food like shampoos, conditioners, those can be opened. People think of a food bank as just food. As people go through on Wednesday and on Saturday is what we call spin to win. And we have non-food items out there. So if somebody has anything non-food, we love to be able to have those on our spin to win. And we've even been given microwaves in the past and toasters. We have a gold spot on the spin to win. So if somebody spins a gold, it's great to have something kind of snazzy to give them. A few weeks ago, we had a brand new little pink bicycle with training wheels on it. And we needed somebody who was a gold spin and with a little child to win it. And sure enough, the right person came through, and the little girl went out the hallway on this little pink bicycle with tassels, grinning from ear to ear. It was really, really sweet to see. We can never get enough of canned proteins, whether it's tuna, salmon, things that are easy to eat like soups. And things like eggs are very valuable. And Safeway just did a wonderful thing the last day before the shutdown ended. Safeway gave each of their cashiers a little form that allowed people to pay 99 cents for a dozen eggs. And all they had to do was pay for it. They didn't have to go get the eggs or anything. And they counted up. At the end, they sold 180 dozen eggs in 4 hours. And we split those with the Tri-Area Food Bank. So they got 90 dozen and we got 90 dozen. Eggs are like gold around the food bank. They really do so much nutritionally, and they're easy to use.
You alluded briefly to the absolutely insane, totally ridiculous month-long government shutdown. I think I read in one of the newspapers that the Coast Guard, who has a significant presence in Port Townsend and was doing without during the shutdown, actually came into the food bank, and you were able to help them significantly. And we applaud you for that. That must have been a surprise to see the Coast Guard come walking through the doors.
The Coast Guard came in 2 weeks ago, and we had a sea of blue in our hallway. It was exciting for all of us. They could not have been more gracious, more polite. At the very end, after they got food, I was able to offer them all a whole turkey because we had just gotten 4 cases of turkeys donated by the mill, and a good portion of them took a whole turkey, and off they went. They only came in that one time the shutdown had ended. It was delightful to be able to serve them.
That is a great story. Okay, Shirley, now it's time to tell everyone the many ways that you can be contacted.
To contact the Port Townsend Food Bank, our phone number is area code 360-531-0275, 360-531-0275. Our mailing address, if you want to send a check, is P.O. Box 1795, Port Townsend, Washington, 98368. And our physical location, if you want to come in and drop something off, is 1925 Blaine Street at the corner of Walker and Blaine in Port Townsend. It's at the old Mountain View School, which is now the Mountain View Commons, which shares a wonderful neighbor in the form of KPTZ Radio.
Have I told you lately how much we love our next-door neighbor?
Thank you, Jerry. I love our neighbor, too.
Definitely a mutual admiration society. Now, Shirley, before I let you leave, you probably know that one of the special features of the Vinyl Village show is you pick it and I'll play it, which is normally done over the phone. But while I have you here live in the studio, I would like you to pick any song by any artist from any time, from any period, from any style, and one that you would really like to hear again. And I know you've given this some thought. So what is that song that I am so pleased to be able to play for you?
One of my favorite songs ever is by Harry Belafonte called Skin to Skin, and I would love to hear it. I understand it was done back in the 80s, and it's always a beautiful duet. So, Jerry, if you could play that, that would be wonderful.
I've just got a funny little feeling that the very next song we hear will be Harry Belafonte and Skin to Skin from 1988.
Thank you, Jerry, very much.
One thing I do know for sure about Skin is it does a marvelous job of holding you in.
She does not lazy dance. Her hands on me. She does not talk, no pretty talk. She pleasures silently. With her I am summer, I warm easy to her heat. She fill me full, she fill me full. She make me complete. Skin, skin to skin. No cold wind blow on me. No cold wind blow on me.
Skin to skin. Skin to skin. The light is. Pieces inside the robe. He hides in his own darkness. His fire has no smoke. And when my body's soul begins, when he holds me tight, he chases all my shadows, and I burn so bright.
Skin to skin, no cold wind blow on me, no cold wind blow on me.
Skin to skin,
skin to skin, the light it shine on me, the light it shine on me. Tries to fight the storm. She cannot see what I hide in me. I can't be strong.
Now to wrap it up and tie it tight. And thank you for spending time with us here in the Vinyl Village. And be sure to join us next time, because we don't want to do these shows without you. Now get set to go on a blues journey. And that starts right now.